The Lathe of Heaven by Ursula K. Le Guin. Chapter 1. Confucius and you are both dreams, and I, who say you are dreams, am a dream myself. This is a paradox. Tomorrow a wise man may explain it. That tomorrow will not be for 10,000 generations. Chuang Tse, 2. Current born, wave flung, tugged hugely by the whole might of ocean, the jellyfish drifts in the tidal abyss. The light shines through it, and the dark enters it. Born, flung, tugged, from anywhere to anywhere. For in the deep sea there is no compass, but nearer and farther, higher and lower. The jellyfish hangs and sways. Pulses move slight and quick within it, as the vast diurnal pulses beat in the moon-driven sea. Hanging, swaying, pulsing, the most vulnerable and insubstantial creature, it has for its defense the violence and power of the whole ocean, to which it has entrusted its being, its going, and its will. But here rise the stubborn continents. The shelves of gravel and the cliffs of rock break from water baldly into air, that dry, terrible outer space of radiance and instability, where there is no support for life. And now the currents mislead and the waves betray, breaking their endless circle, to leap up in loud foam against rock and air, breaking. What will the creature made all of sea drift do on the dry sand of daylight? What will the mind do each morning?